The National Weather Service is predicting that temperatures are going to be just above normal over the next 2 weeks, creating an environment rich for wildfires as seen in the Bryan Head fire that started June 17th and has consumed tens of thousands of acres. With the snow nearly melted and the dense vegetation, Emergency Manager Hugh Daniels says things are drying up and they looked at several factors before deciding to ban all Class C fireworks.
Hazardous environment includes things like wind, high temperatures, low humidity, the dew point, the ERC, which is the energy release from vegetation. So you put all those things together and we look at the predictions done by the Great Basin Interagency Fire Center and the fire code official, which in this case is also the chief building official, Dave Thacker, makes the ultimate decision in consulting with the fire marshal and myself and the police chief and the Park City Fire District and the Summit County Fire Warden to make a decision as to whether to do a ban or not do a ban.
Fireworks were banned last year as well, but Daniel says unless something drastic happens, they're still planning on having the public 4th of July fireworks display.
Almost every year, even though we've had a ban over consumer fireworks, we've been able to do the public fireworks. And the reason for that is they're highly controlled by experts who know how to do them. We actually go up and help with the resort. We cut down the grass. We send out the fire department to water down the grass and all the vegetation where they set them off. And we have fire district brush trucks and fire trucks actually on scene right at where the fireworks are done.
Park City, he says, has always opted on the side of safety, especially since Park City is a box canyon and has year-round visitors. The intent, he says, is to prevent a small fire that could not only become a natural disaster, but an economic one as well. But it's not just fireworks that are banned.
It's all sources of ignition. So it's open campfires, it's parking a hot vehicle over a tall stand of dry grass, anything basically that can start a fire. The exceptions being gas barbecues, briquette barbecues that are in an approved device, that type of stuff.
Gun enthusiasts should know that certain ammunition has been banned as well. It includes steel-jacketed bullets, incendiary bullets, and tracer bullets. Violating the ban can result in a Class B misdemeanor that could result in fines as well as jail time. What's more, Summit County Ordinance allows for the cost recovery of extinguishing any fire caused by the negligent use of fireworks, fires, and/or the improper extinguishment of cigarettes or other smoking materials. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.